This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So I did an interview earlier today with the program director, Daryl, from one of my new affiliates, and he said, do you ever talk about current events on your program? And I said, well, we really talk about this day in history, because I do feel that there are, it's almost like horoscopes, that there really are tides that affect people's affairs, especially on a global level, and so it's just fascinating to me. And there's that we do the this day, and as Blake says, I wonder who draws these up, and I said, Hallmark. So I just out of curiosity, because I really do like, today is the most important thing, which hopefully, Blake, you already knew, because I gave people the heads up yesterday. That's because I'm such a nice person. Today is National Free Donut Day. You didn't know that, did you? Because you weren't listening to the program. I told everybody yesterday, because I figured by the time they heard it today, it might be too late. Dunkin' Donuts, here's your free donut if you buy any liquid. Any, I suppose, liquid beverage, I think is what they call it.
I think I know what I'm doing today, then.
Okay, and if you have a Krispy Kreme, they'll give you a donut. You don't have to buy anything.
I really wish we had Krispy Kremes in Minnesota.
I love Krispy Kremes. I think they started in Tennessee, so I knew them when I lived in the South. And the thing about Krispy Kremes is that they're delicious.
They're
all air when they're hot. You know, and they'd have the sign out front that says hot, warm. I think it says hot. And so I was at a radio station, one of my affiliates, and they bought a dozen Krispy Kremes, but by the time they got to the station, they weren't hot anymore. And I said, oh, no, I know the trick. And what you do is you take paper toweling and you put 3 drops of water on your Krispy Kreme, and you nuke it for 10 seconds. And it's just exactly like it came out. Yeah. I am kind of the Martha Stewart of junk.
Hey, I'm taking notes here.
Okay, there you go. All right. So today is Bikini Day. All right, so here's something I did not, I suppose knew but didn't realize. The first bikini appeared in a Paris fashion show on this day in 1946. Two French designers, Jacques Haim and Louis Riard, introduced the two-piece bathing suit the same summer that atomic bomb experimentations occurred at the Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific Ocean, hence the term bikini. Did you know that?
I did not. No, I did not.
I did not either. So there you go. It's Casey at the Bat Day. Do you remember the poem, Casey at the Bat?
Not verbatim, but I definitely
There is
the
no joy in Mudville for Casey. Mighty Casey had struck out. It was written on this day in 1888. Elementary school students have recited the words for speech classes, and parents have read the lines to children. Lovers of poetry and humor have relished the verses as well. There is no joy in Mudville, for Casey, Mighty Casey, has struck out. It was published in the San Francisco Examiner on this day in 1888. It was signed Finn, P-H-I-N. The seemingly anonymous work was later attributed to Edward Lawrence Thayer, who was a staff member at the paper. They offered baseball and poetry fans an ideal opportunity for revisiting this much-loved poem. So if you haven't, so you should Google Casey at the Bat today, Blake, and you can read it.
I will.
Not I suppose I could have read it on the air, but that does seem a little precious. Maybe not. Today, this is a cool thing that I did not know about. It's National Impersonate Authority Day. The idea being that you can mock those in authority, toppling protocol, right? Tomorrow you're going to be in trouble. All right, so on this day in 2000, country music stars Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw were arrested in Buffalo for an impersonate authority day prank. Who knew? They knew about it 16 years ago. Apparently, Chesney took an uninvited ride on a police horse. McGraw blocked officers who tried to intervene and dismount Chesney. On this day in 1967, Aretha Franklin's Respect hit the number one spot in the American music charts that was clearly bought by everybody in a position of authority. I made that part up. I didn't make up the part, just the final sort of phrase. It's National Itch Day. Now, we talked about Benadryl earlier this week, which everybody needs to be really careful about. The idea is that we're right in the middle of the allergy season. I actually saw a woman on the subway whose eyes were so red yesterday, all you could think about was, oh, honey, cold compresses. Poison ivy, mosquito bites, or other irritations. There is apparently a rhyming switch to cause an itch. It's National Repeat Day, which should fit in with the Benadryl, unfortunately, because the story we carried earlier this week was that the active ingredient in Benadryl, which is also the active ingredient in Tylenol PM, Advil PM, and ZQL, seems to have a tendency toward dementia on long-term use. And long-term use was undefined. The assumption before had always been once you stop taking the Benadryl that the fuzziness and the sleepiness would all dissipate, and that seems to not be the case. So we need to be a lot more careful about Benadryl than we've been.
Jeez.
I know. Everybody I've talked to goes, oh, my gosh. All right. This is Stop Me If You've Heard This One Before. Naggers may now have their say for the day. Reiterators, speak up now. All right. It's repeat day. Your chance to rehearse, redo, recap, retell, replay, rerun, and recite. You missed it the first time, it's here again. All right. I'll tell you a joke about that if we have time. There are a whole bunch of saints who have a saint's day today, too many actually to mention. But I just thought that for once I would go and sort of do a little bit of research. It's also Hug an Atheist Day. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty hard to get anybody to admit they're an atheist these days. It's a Love Conquers All Day. It's a National Egg Day. But I think the some of you knows at authority. Who knew that country singers, you'd think that they'd be sort of more focused on being. Sorry, I'll tell you the joke really quick because it has to do with National Repeat Day. And I don't think I've told on the air before, so I'm not repeating it.
All right.
855-993-7569. There are three guys, and they're talking about how difficult it is to get old because of their memory issues. And the first guy says, you know, the problem about getting old is I'll get up in the middle of the night, and I'll go down to the refrigerator, and I open the refrigerator door, and I don't even remember what I'm doing down there. And the guy says, do you think that's bad? I'll wake up in the middle of the night, go up in the attic, turn on the light, and I can't even remember what I'm looking for. And the other guy says, the third guy says, thank goodness I don't have that problem, knock on wood. Come in. All right, that's it. You guys can repeat that with impunity. One of the things I loved about my grandmother as she got older is that you could tell her the same joke within about 5 minutes of the first time you told her. She would laugh hilariously. So my mother has now adopted that particular strategy. And whenever I do a joke show, I have to adopt that strategy, even though I remember exactly what the joke was before. But I didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So. All right, on this day in history... 1326. Oh, sure, we think they're keeping really accurate records then. The Treaty of Novgorod delineates the border between Russia and Norway in Finnmark. I think it's that the Finns didn't have a book in Finnish until 1929. I think that's right. It's one of the countries, but I believe it's Finland. Because Finland kept getting tossed back and forth between Russia and Sweden. Interesting country. On this day in 1539, sure, we know it was this day, Hernando de Soto claims Florida for Spain. Now we claim Florida for Geritol. In 1888, Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer was published in the San Francisco Examiner, which you already knew, and I'm repeating it just because it's National Repeat Day. In 1889, the Transcontinental Canadian Pacific Railway is completed. In 1889, also, the electric power transmission line in the United States is completed, running 14 miles between a generator at Willamette Falls and downtown Portland, Oregon. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We've talked all this week about the fact that this seems to be National Tornado Week. That in Nebraska, there were seven tornadoes that hit on this day. So apparently this is tornado. So this was in 1980. So people are worried about global climate change. The 80s were really an extraordinarily unsettled time in terms of global meteorological events, which I don't know should make you feel better or worse. In 1916, the National Guard was increased by 450,000 men in 1916, clearly getting ready for war. The Luftwaffe bombs Paris on this day in 1940. So kind of an unsettled day. This day in 1989, Tiananmen Square. Do you remember that picture of the tank and the one guy?
Yeah, that's...
Nobody knows how many people were actually killed in Tiananmen Square. I don't even know that China knows, and they're certainly not telling, but the estimates go from anywhere from tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands. I mean, they said because there were 7 weeks of occupation, and that picture was engraved on everybody's psyche, but it was a terrible time. There was also a plane crash on this day in Nigeria. And in 2013 on this day, Chelsea Manning was tried for leaking classified material to WikiLeaks. That's still an ongoing story, isn't it?
Yep, it's still going to this day.
They're now talking about, this week I think one of the ideas was community service, and I think the United States is saying, no, we want to put him in jail. I don't know. I don't think he's going to come back until things are clarified. What can I tell you? All right. The heartbreaking story of the day, which is we have found the news out yesterday about the fact that Prince, in fact, died from an overdose of an opiate. And it turns out that last year, which is obviously the last year that for which they have accurate statistics, almost 20,000 people died of fentanyl overdose. And it's a painkiller that's 80 times more potent than morphine and 100 times more potent than heroin, hundreds of times more potent than heroin. And that he was pronounced dead less than 30 minutes after officials responded to a medical call. So they said that an overdose can happen to anyone, but we really should have the conversation. They're saying that he'd been suffering from hip pain since his glory days on the Purple Rain tour. There's a doctor who is now going to be probably put on a hot seat that this particular, well, it's Dr. Michael Todd Schillenberg had prescribed medications in a pain clinic. And they're now saying that physicians obviously have to be trained in addiction, safe prescribing practices, and alternative treatments. But a drug that caused nearly 20,000 deaths last year, I mean, should it even be around?
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's one of my questions. They're saying that the deaths involving synthetic opioids, which this is, increased 80% from the year 2013 to 2014. And just in comparison, in the same period of time, heroin-related deaths were about half of that. So everybody worries about heroin, which is certainly addictive and dangerous, but there are twice as many deaths from a synthetic opioid. And they said that at autopsy, you can't tell the difference between the prescribed stuff and the illicit stuff. But it is hugely, hugely dangerous. They said fentanyl is commonly laced in heroin. They're now talking about developing a vaccine to protect against fentanyl overdoses. But combination vaccines that target both fentanyl and heroin are sort of on the agenda. But I don't know how you'd get – what do you do? You go to everybody and say, look, if you're going to overdose on this or you're going to take this, we'll give you a vaccine.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. A vaccine doesn't seem to me to make a whole lot of sense.
I mean, it should be, in my opinion, it should be just like a combination of the two. You know, have it for if the event happens, but it really should just be taken off the market.
Well, yeah, there are people I know, and I've actually talked with families who have drug addicts in their family, and they keep antidotes around. Just the idea being that they'll save their kids or their husband's or their wife's life or their daughter's life.
Right. Because don't they have that for heroin, too?
Yeah, exactly. The idea, and the user is probably not going to use the vaccine, but the family could. And I think police used to carry it. I don't know if they do now or not. I don't I'm not as much in touch with the police as I was at one point. They said Prince's death is a tragedy and a reflection of the extent of the opioid crisis in our country. It impacts individuals and families. People are overdosing and dying. It can take a celebrity's untimely passing to further cement the seriousness of the issue. We are at a pivotal moment in America with an unprecedented dialogue and federal support to address the issue. We must remain committed to addressing it at every facet of society, from prevention to research and treatment. Now, as you've heard me say, that last year there were about 34,000 deaths from prescription drugs. If we assume, which is that over half of those, if we assume that all the fentanyl was prescription, which may or may not be accurate, but that means that that particular drug, if you add that and heroin together, that they're responsible for almost all the overdoses. I mean, that's a huge number.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the fact that it exists, I don't know. It's a scary thing. On a slightly more positive note, they've got something which I think is a terrific idea. Of a great use of technology. We badmouth technology all the time. But they now have a lab that's come up with a virtual reality program called We Are Alfred, which allows medical students to feel what it's like to be an elderly individual experiencing audio and visual problems. Saying medical students are in their 20s and not experiencing these kinds of challenge, so we decided to give them the experience of what it might be like to go through the aging process. My most profound experience with virtual reality was with the Navy and the Air Force, where they gave me the goggles and were doing virtual reality of being in a war zone. And they could control it for whether you were in Beirut or, I suppose, Beijing. It doesn't consider it a war zone right now. But whether you were in Iraq, and whether it was morning or afternoon or night, or whether you had all sorts of things blowing up on you. It was really wonderful. So, in this particular one, they've got the Happy Birthday song with a large patch in the middle of the screen to resemble macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of vision loss for those 55 and older. So, we are using technology in some positive ways. The thing with where they had me riding in a tank, I will probably never forget. So. If I ever have to deal with somebody dealing with PTSD, I'll know what it feels like. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you know, this is going to be particularly fun for those of you who are Anglophiles. Well, actually, not Anglophiles. Anglophiles, yeah, people who love accents, especially British accents, and people who love horse racing, and who among us does not, and also people who like listening to a woman's voice, because I was just mentioning to Jenna, who's my guest today, that we have so many men in this segment and very few women. So Jen Vokes is my guest today. Her husband Brian is there too, but I think we're going to let Jenna take care of this, talking about Dark Horse. So Jenna, welcome first of all, and welcome to the United States. So tell me what, first of all, Dark Horse is all about.
Dark Horse is about a racehorse which we bred on an allotment, which is a small patch of land where people normally grow their own vegetables and such like. And he went on to win after having a nasty accident and coming back into racing. He won the Welsh National.
All right. Now we need to do a couple of terms that may not be familiar to my audience. When you say bred the horse, explain exactly what that means.
We bought a mare. We went along to a stallion and had her covered by the stallion, and 11 months later had a colt foal.
All right. Now which went on
to race.
So how, first of all, tell people what you were doing for a living at the time that this all happened and why the idea came to you.
I worked in a local supermarket early in the mornings, and I worked behind the bar in a working men's club. I believe you would say like a blue-collar workers' club type of thing. And I heard a conversation between a few of my customers who had owned a racehorse many years before, but they'd lost a lot of money. But it sparked my imagination, and I thought that would be a good project because I'd already bred show whippets and qualified them for crafts every year. I'd bred a team of racing pigeons, and I'd won a Welsh South Road National with pigeons, and I couldn't see any difference in breeding a racehorse.
Right, so presumably the same things you... What do you look for in a pigeon, for example? What do you look for in a female pigeon and a male pigeon when you're trying to get a competitive pigeon? What are the qualities you look for?
Well, it depends on what distance you want to fly. I suppose it's the same of horses. You either want a sprinter or you want a long distance. You tend to follow the pedigrees. A lot of people say that you can tell by the eye, the length of the wing. You know, there are different things. But like most things, they stand out. Quality always stands out, doesn't it? You know, and there's something about them. They tend to stand out from the crowd.
Jenna, there's something you stand out from the crowd. I mean, when you talk about... I watched the documentary, obviously, and I thought it was great fun. But there's a part of you that sort of, I think, stands out from the crowd. Were you an exceptional student? Did your parents always say that you were going to do great things? Because from your demeanor and from your job description, you think, well, this is a perfectly nice woman. But you're clearly not an ordinary woman. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I did. I started out, because as the story tells you, we're from a mining community. And I did start, after leaving college, I did go into office work, and I worked for the National Coal Board in their offices. But then I met Brian, I got married, and I had children. So I gave that career up, but I wasn't satisfied with... I had to work in order to obviously have money. I didn't want to travel too far away because I wanted to get home at a reasonable time for the children, but I wanted something else that would stretch me a bit. You know, I didn't just want to be a factory worker or whatever. I wanted something that would stretch my abilities.
Now, let's move to horses. Now, had you, previous to this experience, had any interest in horse racing or horses in general?
I'd never had anything at all to do with horses till I met Brian. Brian had horses all his life, from the age of 15. But then, having said that, Brian always had Welsh cobs, you know, the heavy horses. So he had never owned a thoroughbred. So when I came home after hearing the conversation and telling him that I wanted him to buy me a thoroughbred mare, even though he loved horses and he was more than happy to buy one, he didn't believe for 1 minute that we would be able to breed a racehorse.
He would just indulge in his wife.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he may be a doubter, but he indulged you, so that was pretty cool.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So when you say an extraordinary, maybe even charismatic kind of, so tell me how you pick the mare. Do you just go around to various farms? Do you read racing forums? How do you pick a horse? Especially a breeding horse. We're not talking about one that's running at that moment. So how did you pick the mare?
Well, to be quite honest with you, we didn't have much to go on in as regards where we could find one, but we did know an elderly couple that owned a stallion, a thoroughbred stallion. So we contacted them to see if they could put us in contact with somebody that had a mare for sale. And they gave us the details of a young lad that lived in West Wales in Llandeilo. They lived in Llandeilo, sorry. He lived in Llanelli. And we went along to have a look at her. And she was lovely. I mean, she wasn't what you would call a top racehorse, because her job was to kill the jockey. She never...
A woman
own heart. Yeah.
Yeah, she never completed the race. But having said that, she was sound. She was very nice, well put together. 13 years old, so of course the horses in her pedigree were much older, and I couldn't really research them. But I liked what I saw. So we bought her for £300.
Now, that's a pretty small amount of money, yes?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Tell me how you got the £300 together. Was that all Brian?
Well, it was out of our bank account, yes.
Okay. Oh, so with both of you together, right, £300.
Yeah.
So you've got a mare who doesn't finish races and likes to kill jockeys, but looks good, is kind of sound. And you'd already had the stallion lined up, right?
Well, we knew we could breed this foal. We knew we could produce something that could reach the race course, but we didn't have any idea because we'd never been in a betting shop. We'd never been to a racetrack. We'd never had anything whatsoever to do with racing. So the gentleman that I had heard talking in the club, I approached him and asked him, because he had done it before, would he run a syndicate for us? And after quite a lot of coaxing, because he had promised his wife he would never do it again, because obviously they lost a lot of money. We did manage to rope him in, and he did the syndicate side of it.
Right, syndicate meaning that you get other people as
yes,
shareholders?
Yes, we had 22 people paying £10 a week, which we saved from the time we visited the stallion up until Dream was old enough to go into racing. So we had enough money then to go to a top trainer.
All right, so how much money did you actually have at the end of this period?
We had about £12,000 in the bank.
And it was basically from working class folk who just decided it was like buying a lottery ticket, really, right? That they had not a dollar in a dream, but £10 in a dream a week.
Yes, £10 a week. The idea was, it's nice to think that you can achieve something that everybody says just can't be done. You know, to break that barrier, because racing in our country isn't the same as racing here. It was fabulous when we went up to Louisville to visit the race course and see that the public can see the horses, and you don't see that in our country. They're behind locked gates. You don't see that.
You don't see. You can't, like the Kentucky Derby. You can go and visit the horses ahead of time before the game. Yeah.
No. You can't visit them before that. You don't see them until they come out ready saddled and they're approaching the...
Why is that? Do we know?
They're very security conscious.
Hmm.
And we're here in America, they like the horses to get used to all the noise and the razzmatazz.
Yeah.
At home, they like to keep the horses very calm and quiet before they come out to the race.
It's probably the difference between Europe and the United States in general, isn't it? We love our razzmatazz. All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, what I'd like you to do is to talk about, because it seems to me that in addition to you being uncannily clever about bloodlines and whatever, and very convincing, I mean, £10 a week over a long period of time is not a huge amount of money, but it's not, for working class folk, it's not nothing, right? So you must have been very convincing in selling your dream and Dream, the horse, to these people. I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'd love for you to tell me if, pretending that I'm somebody who is a bit reluctant to part with my £10, why I should give you my £10, all right? My guest is Jan Volk, who is part of a wonderful documentary along with her husband Brian called Dark Horse. And I'm not going to tell you any more about that. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Jana Vokes, who is really the star. Well, she's the co-star. There are three stars in Dark Horse. There's Jana, her husband Brian, and the horse. So, dream. All right, so tell me about, pretend that I'm somebody at the bar, and you're trying to convince me to part with not only 10 pounds up front, but 10 pounds for how many, for what is it, about a year and a half?
Yeah, well, it went on actually for about 10 years.
10 but years?
Yeah, but he started winning by then, you know, so in the beginning they were just saving their money because obviously the foal hadn't been born.
Good point.
When he was born, they didn't know whether he was going to be good enough to race. So, yeah, it was a long time. They were paying their money in for about 2 years before they actually knew that the racehorse was going to be a racehorse.
Let me ask you a question. Was there any chance that the mare wouldn't have foaled, that she wouldn't have been impregnated?
Yeah, there's every chance. But Having said that, it's usually no foal, no fee. So we would have lost our money in regards to keep and the vet fees, but we wouldn't have had to pay the stallion fee.
Okay, got it. Seems fair. All right, so pretend that I'm somebody that's just come into the bar, although it sounds like most of the people that you collected from were regulars. How are you going to convince me of your dream? What did you say to people?
Well, I used to say to them, you come in here most nights, you spend on average £10, 2 pints, 2 cigarettes, what have you got to show for it? An hangover and a bad chest. You pay £10 a week, you'll have great fun all through the season, you'll have your turn of free tickets to go to the races. You could win prize money. But even if you don't win prize money, you've got memories.
Wow.
Where's the comparison?
It's a great pitch. All right, so talk a little bit about the fact that, especially in your part of the world, that horse racing is really for rich toffs, right? It's not a working class kind of experience at all. I mean, the working class may bet on it, but they don't own the horses.
No, it is a bit closed shop with us. Yeah, they do tend, I mean, some people have paid thousands, hundreds of thousands of pounds, but it's not difficult to get in, but you've got to have a thick skin. You've got to ignore the fact that, you know, people think, you can't do it. Do you know what I mean? We were lucky with our trainer in as much as it was his quiet time, or otherwise we probably wouldn't have got in there. But I think once he looked at the horse and our enthusiasm for it, you know, he had said the horse wasn't very fast, but we were convinced he was going to get faster, you know, and our enthusiasm and the fact that we paid our bills on time every month, we never ever owed him any money, I think we wore him down as much. But there is definitely a class distinction within racing in our country, yeah.
I do have the sense, Jenna, that you could probably wear most folk down. That you are, once you get an idea that it's you and the horse have that in common. All right, so tell me about the early days of the horse, of the training, of the trainer saying, well, he's got a lot of heart, but he's not very fast.
Yes, he did. We went down to see him a few times, and, well, to us, seeing him come up the gallops, you know, he was the fastest thing there, but they know their job. And they did say, well, you know, he's doing everything we ask of him. He's eating up all his food. He's willing. So they did eventually say, well, right, we'll put him in a race. We'll see how he goes. This is going to be the telling point. This is make or break. And there were 23 in the race. We went to Newbury, one of the big posh race courses there in the country. 23 in the race, and it was towards the end of the card. It was one of the last races of the day. So we'd been there all day, everybody now worrying. And my biggest worry was, oh, my God, I've roped all these people in. They've saved all this money. What if he's last? What if he's no good? But to be fair, he was fourth out of 23. I think even the trainer was stunned. We all thought, oh, my God, we're halfway towards the Gold Cup. We knew at that point we had a racehorse.
So why? Fourth out of 23 in a relatively small race. I mean, it's certainly better than being 23rd out of 23. But how did you know at that moment that horse had whatever it takes to win races?
Well, when the jockey came back, he said, first time for the horse to be on the race course. So he was green. He didn't really know what he was doing. And as a jockey, he didn't know the horse, obviously, and the trainer had said to him, don't give the horse a hard time, just let him enjoy the race and, you know, come along at his own pace. So we knew that he had more in the tank. If more pressure had been put on him, he could have been closer, you know, he could have been second. Under the circumstances, being fourth, we knew there was more in the tank.
Well, it's also a wonderful thought to say, for the trainer to say, let the horse enjoy it. I mean, that we do that. Sometimes we even forget that with human athletes, that part of the experience should be enjoyable as opposed to just competitive. So it sounds like you had a very smart trainer who knew the horse very well, to just let the horse, because you do have the sense watching the film that this horse really loves running, that really was having a great time. which I know is absolutely anthropomorphic. It's taking human emotions and imbuing non-humans with it. But I had that sense. Did you as well?
Yes, he loved racing, but most of all, he loved the camera. So, of course, when he won, all the cameras, he only had to see a flash of a camera and his ears would be up, but he'd be posing, he'd be looking around for the cameras. We were lucky, in the whole of Dream's career, we were lucky because we have a fabulous vet, because you just think we knew nothing about racehorses or anything like that. You have to go, you have to have blood tests, you have to have scans, and we have a fabulous vet who saw us all through that. He was my mentor, in fact. He helped me through all of that. And then to go to Philip Hobbs, and believe me, being even as one of the top trainers in the country, the horses come first. Their welfare is the most important thing in that yard. So when I went there to see, I thought to myself, if I was a horse, I'd like to live here. And that was why Dream went there.
So that's what we should all aspire to in our next lives, as being a racehorse that's retired.
They're like five-star hotels.
All right, so let's take, because I do want people to go see Dark Horse, and we have the Kentucky Derby in this country, which is, and you know, this is a country that loves racehorses and loves racing and loves Seabiscuit, and so we love stories about horses. So. I'm just trying to figure out how to sort of say this. It's not smooth sailing in Dark Horse, all right? So let's not tell people. I mean, you've sort of told them that things go fairly well and then there's a catastrophe. But let's not tell them much more than that so they go see Dark Horse. But I think this is from one of the reasons I wanted you on is because I think it's a woman in a dream, a woman who is an exceptional woman, a horse that no one believed in, and also that you sort of thumbed your nose in some ways at an establishment that says, if you're not born to the right people, and it's not even about money, it's if you're not born to the right people, you can't play. The game is locked. So I love Dark Horse. Jenna, thank you so much for being with me. Give a hug to Brian, and folks, go see Dark Horse. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.